Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Thank you. pagtrabaho sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Maing hapon sa tanan natong pinalanggang nagpaminaw nga kaigsuunan sa kahanginan, Tita Miriam. Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year to come. Tita Miriam.
Yes, kumusta po kayong lahat dyan, lahat natin yung mga mahal na tagapagtangkilik sa ating programa itong Pilipinas Mabuhay. One year is nearly over. Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year for each and every one of you. We love you. Looking back through the months, it amazes me how God has carried me through all the days, through all the months, with all the difficulties, with all the challenges, but most of all, with all the countless blessings that He has poured on me and all my loved ones and all our listeners and all our families and everything that He has brought to us through His loving grace and protection. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to each and every one of our listeners, of our kababayans, and of all the members of our family. This is Tita Miriam on Pilipinas Mabuhay, 104.6 Planet FM. Greeting each and every one a very blessed Happy New Year.
Bye.
Señor Santo Niño. Alialasab kita sa atong ipaabot na fiesta sa Señor Santo Niño. Karong 18 sa Enero 2015, ato ning isaulog ang kapistahan sa Santo Niño. Ang atong nobina musugod sa 9 sa Enero anha sa St. Patrick Cathedral. O atong misa nobina musugod og 6:45. Para atong misa sundon sa atong Holy Mass. Imbitar ka mong tanan ang atong mga debutis sa Santo Niño o mga ka-supporter o kahigalaan sa Santo Niño na muatita ini atong nobina o misa sa Santo Niño musugod sa Pichanuibi hantod sa 17 sa Enero. Ang atong kapistahan sa 18 at ito kani isaulog sa North Shore Event Center. Viva Señor Santo Niño!
Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor! As we give thanks for the year that is past, we welcome the new year with new hope and expectant faith that God will continue to journey with us through the year. And indeed, the coming days are very exciting as we prepare for the celebration of the Feast of the Holy Child Jesus, Señor Santo Niño, on January 18, 2015. On its 21st year of celebrations here in Auckland, New Zealand, we start the 10 days festivities with 9 days solemn Novena Masses at St. Patrick's Cathedral from January 9 to January 17, 2015, to start from 6:45 p.m. Parking at Wilson Car Park is available for $2 after 6 p.m. Then these 9 days of solemn celebrations will also embrace our 2 days of Sinulog New Zealand Cup basketball competitions that will also be held at North Shore Event Center on January 10 and 11, 2015. This will be participated in by 38 teams of 4 different age levels. So make sure you be there and cheer your favorite groups, especially the young ones, to give them moral support and, of course, to give them more inspiration. And, of course, our solemn fiesta celebrations, January 18, 2015, at the North Shore Event Center. The day the fiesta celebrations will start with 10 a.m. procession, followed by the solemn and high mass, to be celebrated at 11 a.m. by our very own Bishop Patrick Dunn, Bishop of Auckland. And of course, we have the picnic lunches. We have lots of authentic food for sale on site by our very famous Filipino food specialist. Now, so you be there and try the authentic food that we have all been missing here in New Zealand. And of course, our cultural productions and cultural presentations to be highlighted by the awarding of the winners of the basketball competitions at 1:30 and followed by our Sinulog Festival of Dances to start from 2 p.m. And of course, we will have once again our Sinulog Festival Queen, Sinulog New Zealand Festival Queen competitions. We have 6 lovely girls who have contributed their time, talent, and their gifts to be able to showcase the uniqueness of the Filipino Sinulog dances. And of course, for the first time, we have the Wear My Design competition. Each and every one of these 6 candidates have chosen as designer to design the costume that they will be wearing on the fiesta celebration. So make sure you don't miss this. Yeah? A 10 days of festivities. Pasasalamat sa ating mahal na poon, Señor Santo Niño, to start with 9 days Novena Masses from January 9 to 17 at St. Patrick's Cathedral from 6:45 p.m. Parking at Wilson Car Park is available for $2 after 6 p.m. And the Solemn Fiesta Celebrations, January 18, 2015 at the North Shore Event Center. The fiesta, Solemn Fiesta, must to be celebrated by our very own Bishop Patrick Dunn, Bishop of Auckland, and to be followed by lots of fun and entertainment. And of course, the cultural presentations. So be there. Don't miss this one. For the 21st year, we will come together. Magsinulog tayong lahat. Viva Señor Santo Niño. For more information, call Tito Oscar at 027-570-1139 or Tita Miriam 027-4875-428. And visit the website www.santo-niño.org for more details on all the activities. Viva Señor Santo Niño! Salamat Señor Santo Niño! Sa tanan nimong mga grasya, pagpalain tayong lahat sa ating mahal na poon, Señor Santo Niño. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all once again. As we enter a new year, many will make this a time of reflecting, resolving, and meditating. We do not and cannot know what this year holds for the world, the nation, and for our own selves. But we can be no better prepared for whatever may come than to walk by faith in God. So let us discern the time. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven, a time to give birth, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. And we can read that further from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 to 4 and 5 to 8. Because of the nature of the world we live in, it is not always the right time to laugh. And it is not always the right time to build. Sometimes the thing that needs to be done is to weep, and sometimes to tear down instead of build. Often, the world builds where it builds, where it needs to be tearing down, and tears down that which needs to be built. The scripture tells us, "Woe to you who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to you who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight." Life is made up of various times and events. It is no success to laugh when one ought to be weeping, or to continue to build when we ought to simply tear down and start over. One key to success is to know and respond to an event with the appropriate action. In our own nation, blessed so abundantly by God, there is a crying need to be able to tell the difference between what is good and what is evil. Moral confusion has weakened the nation from within and destroyed the lives of so many. But let us think and ponder that God's commandments are good for us. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24, it says, "So the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always and for our survival as it is today." Some people think it is hard being a Christian. In some ways, they are right. It calls for more strength, for courage, and for sacrifice. Dedication and discipleship go hand in hand. But in other ways, it is easier, as in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. There are benefits that make us confident and give us peace and joy. Our lives are lifted up and given meaning and purpose in Jesus and the keeping of His commandments. The emotional and spiritual benefits of faith are real. Singing the song, "I'm happy today," very simply tells us why. Because in Jesus Christ, I am happy today because He has washed my sins away. Forgiveness brings hope, and hope brings confidence, peace, and joy. The Bible often portrays life as a journey. While on this journey, we must not lose sight of God, we are not at home in this world, but we have no hope beyond it except by faith. The best thing we can do for ourselves and our loved ones in this coming year is to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. He has already completed the journey. He knows how to get home. He is showing us the way. We had best listen to him. So may we all have a happy and blessed new year. But more than that, let it be faithfully lived in Christ Jesus, so it may take us homeward. As we worship the Lord, we give thanks for the year that is past. We welcome the new year with hope and expectant faith that God will continue to journey with us through the year. And indeed, the coming days are very exciting as we prepare for the celebration of the Feast of the Holy Child Jesus, Señor Santo Niño, on January 18, 2015. Running on its 21st year of celebrations here in Auckland, New Zealand. We start as 10 days festivities with 9 days novena masses from January 9 to January 17, 2015 at St. Patrick's Cathedral from 6:45 p.m. Parking at Wilson Car Park for the 9 days is available for $2 after 6 p.m. And these 9-10 days festivities embrace 2 days of the Sinulog New Zealand Cup basketball competitions, participated in by 38 teams of 4 age ranges. So make sure you be there to cheer your favorite teams and to give inspiration to our young people who will be playing there. This will be at the North Shore Event Center, January 10 and 11 from 8 a.m. Admission is free on all these events. And our Solemn Frances celebrations will be on January 18, 2015 at the North Shore Event Center. North Shore Event Center has lots and lots and hundreds of parking for the families and for all the fiesta goers there. There will be lots of authentic Filipino food on sale, on site, provided by our very popular Filipino food specialists. And of course, our Solemn Fiesta Celebration Mass will be celebrated by Bishop Patrick Dunn, Bishop of Auckland. And we will once again have our cultural presentations to be highlighted by our 6 Sinulog Festival Queen candidates and 6 designers to showcase their talents on designing the Sinulog Festival gowns and costumes. So be there. Viva Señor Santo Niño! malapit sinyon. Once again, this will be our opportunity to give thanks sa ating mahal na po at Señor Santo Niño sa lahat ng mga biyaya na He has given to us knowingly and unknowingly sa mga milagro that He has performed in our lives. So, viva Señor Santo Niño, pit Señor, magsinulog tayong lahat. For more information, go to our website www.santo-nino.org or browse the Santo Niño Facebook. There will be lots of food and lots of fun on the day. Life is made up of various times and events. As we enter a new year, many will make this a time of reflecting, resolving, and meditating. We do not and cannot know what this year holds for the world, the nation, and our own selves. But we can be no better prepared for whatever may come than to walk by faith in God. So whatever it is, let us learn how to let go and know God is in control. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I am God. I rule the nations. I rule the earth." Every day, we have to decide who is going to be in control of our life. Will it be us or God? That choice is a battle. There are things in our life that we want to control. We want to make our own rules. But stress relief always starts with letting God be God. It always starts with saying, "God, I'm giving up control because you can control the things that are out of control in my life." Psalm 46 verse 10 once again says, "Let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I am God. I rule the nations. I rule the earth." I don't know what you're going to face this year. You don't either. But I can already tell you what God wants you to do. Let go and know. Let go of control and know that God is in control. Let go and know. This is the first step to serenity in your life. Whenever we face out of control situations, we tend to go to one of two extremes. For some of us, the more out of control our life gets, the harder we try to control it. Some of us do the exact opposite. We just give up. We have a pity party and invite ourselves to it. Both of these reactions to stress are foolish. They don't work. Instead of being a victim or becoming hyper-controlling, we need to pray the prayer of surrender. The number one reason we're under stress is because we are in conflict with God. We are trying to control things that only God can control. We cannot control our husband, or our kids, or our wife, or our job, or our future, or our past, or any of those stuff. The more we do it, the more we are trying to play God, And that puts us in opposition to God. Not only are we going to lose that conflict, but we are also going to be tired. Millions of people pray the Serenity Prayer, which is based on the Lord's Prayer, but most have never read the last 8 lines of the prayer, which says, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. And that is where the power is. There is power when we surrender to God the very things we have been trying to take control of from Him. And in times of need, we must look back and see the footprints in the sand to realize that God is, has, and always be by our side. I really love that footprint prayer, which says, one night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed 2 sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. That really bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, Lord, that in times when I needed you the most, you should leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Today to thank Him for all the things that He has brought into our lives the past 365 days of the past year. We come before Him with deep humility, love and reverence, and praise our Lord as the way, the truth, and the life. A forgiving and merciful Father that He is. We ask that He grant us the grace of a deeply repentant heart. Forgive us for all the times that we have been so selfish and proud. For the things that we have said and done, which may have hurt others. For doing the things which were not in accordance with His teachings. We ask the Lord for pardon for all our sins and shortcomings.
We thank you, Lord, for the good life, good health, good food, good friends, good tidings, and good cheers. We thank you for all the times that you have been there for us through our family and friends who stood by us in good times and in bad times. We ask for your graces and blessings, Lord, as we start another year. And as we continue and go on with life's many journeys, we offer to you our children. We ask your guidance in their daily activities and never allow them to be separated from you. We offer to you our family. We ask you to grant us good health and guide us in our directions and decisions in life. Let there always be love, peace, and harmony in our homes. Help us to treat everyone fairly, justly, regardless of who they are. We ask you, Lord, to help us start the new year right, with you as the center of our lives, today, tomorrow, and the coming days of the year 2015. All this we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, and God's Holy Spirit. And this is your Tita Miriam saying goodbye to you on Pilipinas Mabuhay 104.6 Planet FM. We love you and we continue to assure you of our prayers. This is Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Viva Señor Santo Niño! Pit Señor, magsidulog tayong lahat. From January 9 to 17 for the 9 days Novena Masses at St. Patrick's Cathedral and January 18 for solemn fiesta celebrations and cultural productions at North Shore Event Center. For more information, go to www.santo-nino.org. Once again, this is Tita Miriam, loving you, and we'll be praying for you.
This is your Tito Oscar. Nagpasalamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa itong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay in ISO 104.6 Planet FM.
Tita so, hantod sa sunod Sabado. Once again, this is Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar, saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay! Mabuhay.